What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and I am extra pumped today because one of you helped us write this show. It's Your Word Wednesday. Somewhere in these next 10 minutes, I'm going to sneak a vocabulary word submitted by one of you, our viewers. So ears up, brains on, and see if you can catch it before I reveal it. We begin in Canada today, where new tariffs or trade taxes on hundreds of American products are now in effect. Rates of 15, 25, even 50% are being added to certain U.S. goods entering Canada. Canada has doubled its tariffs on many U.S. steel and aluminum products to 50%. The new tariffs also target home appliances, paper goods, and agricultural products, including natural honey and dairy. Canadian officials say they're matching recent U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar after trade negotiations broke down last month. And here's why this matters beyond governments and spreadsheets. Tariffs can ripple all the way down to what businesses pay, what they produce, what workers are hired. So those who are perspicacious know that that ultimately affects what we pay at the store. Canada is the second largest export market for American goods. Now to Indonesia, where Anak Krakatau is reminding everyone why its name is famous around the world. The volcano has erupted several more times this week and remains at the second highest level of Indonesia's four-tier alert system. It began erupting late last week, shooting lava into the air and sending volcanic ash across Indonesia, including toward the capital, Jakarta. The country sits along the Pacific Ring of Fire, a horseshoe-shaped zone around the Pacific Ocean where tectonic plates meet, making earthquakes and volcanic eruptions especially common. Indonesia alone has about 130 active volcanoes. Indonesia's main airport in Jakarta and four others have reopened after being forced to close due to the blanket of ash. More than 340,000 travelers had travel plans disrupted. Knowledge bomb. Anak Krakatau literally means child of Krakatau. It grew from the remains of the infamous Krakatau volcano, whose catastrophic 1883 eruption and resulting tsunamis killed more than 36,000 people. Now to some economic news about the film industry. Hollywood is closing out its best summer since the pandemic. The U.S. and Canadian box office generated $4.6 billion in ticket sales from May to the end of August. Summer blockbusters like Spider-Man: Brand New Day have been smashing records, while Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey became the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. And for an industry that was devastated by theater closures and social distancing, that's welcome news. But according to a new report from S&P Global, ticket sales are actually down compared to before COVID. So how are theaters still making money? The report said it's because moviegoers like us are actually paying much more. The average movie ticket cost was about $9 7 years ago. Today it's setting us back more than $13, a near 45% increase, helped in part by our growing appetite for pricier premium experiences like IMAX. So Hollywood's new equation is increasingly fewer people paying more money for bigger experiences. Now to a place that's all about giving kids something money can't buy. The feeling that you're surrounded by people who understand you. Camp Corral is a nonprofit that provides free summer camp experiences for children from military families, especially kids whose parents have been wounded, become ill, or died because of their military service. I got the privilege of spending a day with these incredible campers and counselors, and let's just say I may have learned as much from them as they learned at camp.
Fear can make you question a lot of things in life, like today, this decision. Climbing this high is one of them.
There he goes!
Oh yeah, I'm a little nervous right now.
I need to summon some of the courage of these kids. I'm in Fayetteville, Georgia, at Camp Southern Ground. It's Camp Corral Week. 6 days of absolute joy and adrenaline-packed activities for the children of wounded and deceased vets.
CSG03, 1, 2, 3, CSG!
We have a lot of fun activities. We've got archery, we've got tomahawks, and we actually teach a lot of kids to ride a bike. We go to the pool, and we just have a blast every single day.
Oh, nice shot.
Some good teamwork, camaraderie, and some good old-fashioned competition.
The activities are fun, but the teamwork and support among the campers doesn't end there.
Good game.
Have you met other kids who've been through the same as you?
Yeah, definitely. Especially like in your cabin and stuff, you get to talk a lot.
It's a different feeling when the people you're surrounded with, they've all been through the same experiences you had growing up.
Moving constantly, parents returning home with physical and or mental wounds are just a few of the experiences these kids endure.
A lot of these military children are caregivers, especially if their loved ones are what we call mission status, that they have a loved one that's wounded, ill, or fallen. We don't want to put any pressure on them. We want them to just come and have fun and enjoy themselves and really just get to be a kid.
17-year-old Shelby Clinton is a military kid and counselor in training here at Southern Ground.
This sounds selfish, but I like being able to know that I'm making a difference. It comes from watching my parents. It's something that sticks with you, watching your dad, watching your mom do something so meaningful, and then you want to do something just as meaningful.
These campers are a resilient bunch.
Every time, whenever I feel down, I just remember the ones who served. So that's what makes me more confident.
Being this high up, I could use some of that confidence right now. But surrounded by kids this strong and supportive, I can't fail.
Oh, enjoy! Oh, God! Woo! Oh, baby, let's go!
Woo! Pop quiz, hot shot. What is the collective noun or word that refers to a group of squid? Troop, pod, shoal, or squad? If you said shoal, you've got a lot of heart, or three hearts like a squid. Personally, I think a group of squid should definitely be called a squad. Scientists off of the coast of California just encountered one of the ocean's most elusive residents. Researchers spotted a rare deep-sea fin squid. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute says only around 70 of these animals have ever been observed or collected. This one was spotted roughly 2 miles beneath the ocean's surface, where sunlight doesn't reach and the water pressure is hundreds of times greater than at sea level. Researchers estimate this squid stretched a little more than 4 feet long. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, a Georgia teenager in the fight of his life and a football team reminding him he doesn't have to fight alone. 14-year-old local hero Jonah Blick has undergone 2 major surgeries while battling brain cancer. The lifelong University of Florida Gators fan was recently surprised with an all-star welcome at a Florida football game. Our Patrick Snell caught up with Jonah about the experience.
The surprise of a lifetime for this young Florida Gators football fan courageously battling a rare and aggressive form of pediatric brain cancer.
Did you have any idea what was happening today?
No, it was crazy. It was very unexpected.
For this lifelong Gators fan, Gainesville is the dream destination, one made possible by the Atlanta-based nonprofit Yesday. A chance for Jonah Blick to tour the locker room, meet the players, and watch the team play Florida Atlantic, and all from the comfort of a suite.
I know you've got a favorite player on the team, on the Florida team. Who might that be and why?
Aaron Filer. He played at Georgia Tech as well.
The 14-year-old, who's already undergone 2 major brain surgeries, was joined by his family, friends, and neighbors for an epic send-off before getting to see his beloved team in action.
It's incredible. He's the bravest kid I've ever met. You know, he's handled everything with poise and understanding, but still he's, you know, he charges forward at it and he's ready to go.
Jonah is due to start radiation treatment in the coming days. For now, though, a brief moment of respite to savor something he's always dreamed of.
Sometimes we think making an impact requires doing something enormous. It doesn't. A phone call, a visit, a kind word. Never underestimate your ability to be the spark of joy someone needs. All right, congratulations to our Your Word Wednesday winners, Mr. Woodrums and Friends at Midland Trail High in Hyco, West Virginia, submitting perspicacious, an adjective meaning having the ability to understand things clearly. Hail Trail. All right, we have time for a shout out today as well. Mr. Spizak, I see you at Eisenhower High School in Shelby Township, Michigan. Izzy, Shaylin, thank you for the kind letter. And Madeline, this painting is magnifique. Got me even more pumped for my favorite time of year. I'm about to hop on a plane to go to Seattle for NFL kickoff. Hope to see some of you there. That is our 10 for the day. Go be curious. Go be kind. And remember, you don't have to change the whole world. Just make your corner shine a little brighter. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.